Fran, what's different between this year and last year? As far as the stretch run, what makes this better than last year?
What are you saying, the Pro Bowl?
As far as the team, you know, getting the playoffs. And there's
well, I don't know the difference. It just seems like we're struggling right now, and you know, we got to go out there and get this win this Sunday against Kansas City and hope things fall in our favor.
How about the Pro Bowl, Brandon? Your thoughts on making it again?
It's definitely a blessing. You know, it's you know, your peers and, you know, the coaches around the league, you know, they see, you know, the work you've put in, and they vote you in. So I'm happy for that. And the fans, of course, you know, play a huge role in that too. So it means a lot.
It's just a fun atmosphere to be a part of and to be amongst the, you know, the best in the game. Those are the guys who are your peers.
For me, it's a family thing. You know, you get a chance to take your family on a vacation and give back to them, show them how much you mean to them, and the role they played in you, you know, achieving that. So it's fun, and it's a vacation.
You're one of the select few to have three straight 100-yard, one-catch seasons in the NFL. Does that mean a lot to you?
Oh, it does. It does. Every year, you know, that's a goal of mine, to have 100 catches. And, you know, I mean, when you're second year in the league, when you catch 100 balls, like, that's kind of where, you know, you place. That's where your bar is. And it's exciting, but, you know, I wish, you know, we had a couple more wins, though, with those 100 catches.
You're also, like, three catches away from tying Ross this record.
What record?
Team record.
Oh, okay.
Catches in a season.
Oh.
I think, is that right?
Something like that. I don't think so. Rise out there. Rye got like 114 or something.
Oh, I'm sorry,
like
13
that. Yeah, that's not going to get broken right now.
Nice. Is that attainable?
Huh? Nah, that's not going to get broken right now.
How come?
It's not. There's a lot of catches. Yeah.
You know, it's got to be nice because at the beginning of the season you weren't getting the types of numbers early, but then to really come on and all of a sudden, bang, you got 100, that's got to be kind of cool.
It does feel good, you know, to come into the season not even being a starter, not being on the field on third down, come a long way, you know, worked hard and overcame a lot of things, and teammates helped me get through it, and just excited just how the year turned out for me, but I wish it would have been a little better as far as on the win column.
Are you amazed at how things turned out as rocky as the start was, you know, kind of off the field stuff, and, you know, and then coming to this point?
Yeah, I didn't think, you know, I would have this type of year. You know, I mean, you know, you start as a backup, you know, not even really in the rotation, so it means a lot to me. But you know, hopefully we can go out there and achieve a team goal, and that's to get in the playoffs.
That being said, you just got to go out and beat the Chiefs. You can't think about anything else, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's what we have to worry about this game Sunday and go from there.
Who are you rooting for, Houston or New England?
I'm not rooting for anybody. I'm just going to sit back and do play my part, and hopefully everything falls in our favor. You know, I'm not even going to watch or pay attention to the scores. So hopefully things work out for us.
But I know you're a Bengal fan.
Deep down, yes.
This week. How are you doing Sunday night?
Deep down, yes, I am. I'm a fan of a lot of teams this week.
Are you hoping to skip the Pro Bowl this year so you can prepare for the Super Bowl?
Well, I mean, you know, first we have to get in the playoffs before we can even talk that, you know. But, you know, it takes a lot to make it that far, and we're far away from it.
Thanks.